Hello and welcome back to Punani Productions podcast. This is your host, Queen Layla. First, let's all go on and put a 微笑 on our face. For those of you that remember from my previous episodes, you know what to do. Wei means slight in Chinese. And xiao means to smile. So, wei xiao means slight smile. So go ahead, try it with me. Put a slight smile, wei xiao, on your face. Let's all take a deep breath together. This is your portal, your entryway to sexual freedom. Place to find solace just by listening. So take another deep breath, and this time I want you to let go of anything that is causing you stress right now. Let go whatever is happening in the world, whatever you're feeling in your body, any pain. Let it go. Whatever you're feeling in your head, in your mind, let it be empty. Empty all those thoughts and relax. Relax here with me as I share a story with you tonight. Many stories. So here's one of the first. Today, I want to talk about whores. I am a proud whore. I can say that now. I am more and more empowered as I continue to use this word. I was totally ashamed about it before. Growing up, I always was taught that selling your body was bad. Don't ever sell your body. Don't be a whore. Don't be a prostitute. Don't do sex work. Like, sex is bad. But now, as a dominatrix, as a healer, as an educator, sex educator, I use this word proudly. And on June 2nd, just a few days ago, it was International Whores Day. And if you don't know what that is, I highly recommend you go to listen and watch and learn and read and support. Go support your fellow sex worker. Because we are here doing the work, the sacred work. So, a story for you from my Chinese childhood. I grew up a little mixed girl in Beijing, and when I was in my 20s, I ended up visiting a friend who lived in Guangzhou. Guangzhou is a seaport city. It's on the southern part, close to Hong Kong. So back in that time when I was visiting, maybe like 10 years ago, there was some hardcore police cracking down on drug dealers. There were a lot of African drug dealers, so they were checking everybody's passport, and they had big signs everywhere about all of the rules that was happening. So, you know, imagine a police sign, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like listing all the things you cannot do, like talking about curfew, and then all of you see like number 4. Selling drugs is not allowed. Going whoring is also forbidden. Whoring. Going whoring. I had never heard that term before, but I think I quite like it. Hey, shall we go whoring tonight? Yes, yes, let's go whoring. Let's all go whoring. What does that mean, to go whoring? To just go enjoy yourself sexually? Like, as a woman, we are allowed to do whatever we want. And society has shamed us, and we will not be shamed anymore. Stand up. Stand up for your right. Sex is your right. Your sex is your right. Whatever you feel, whatever you want to do, as long as you're two consenting adults, you're free to do it. No one can tell you what not to do, and no one is going to yuck your yum, because we all have different interests, and that's what makes us all so special and amazing. We all have special gifts and talents, and you have your special gift and talent. So what are you here to share with the world? Figure it out. Go and do it. If you want to share your empowerment story, please contact me. Hope you all take care. Keep that wei xiao on your face. Love you all. Bye-bye for now.